this is a detour from the kind of postings that I have made on this podcast. I think the last poem I said was Kadam Milake Chalna Hoga. That was a poem that I found very recently. It was Atal Bihari Vajpayee. And after some time I realized that maybe it is the style of his that appeals to me more than the content of the poem. Well, sometimes the content is also nice. I've heard a few of his poems. So was not able to appreciate all of them. This one was good. So friends, this time the reason to have this podcast episode is because I have decided to change some gears. There have been some life events which have kind of made me realize that it is good to dedicate time to something constantly in my life, and there has been things that I have been doing, and I think I'll use this platform to kind of vocalize and the word is manifest some of those things that I do. It's mostly reading and thinking. I live in the Bay Area in the US, so it's not the best place to live in the world. Life is hectic sometimes. That's why I guess this becomes even more important to kind of do something which is not work and is something that is passionate to me. So that used to be the poems. I'll first close the loop on the poems where that I still enjoy poetry, I think. But the thing that I realized that once I had exhaustively found every poem that I loved and kind of digitized it in the way that I have done here, and thanks to all of you for listening, every poem has more than 10 listens, except the last one, which is just 5. I hope with time it'll grow. So thank you for all the audience who kind of listened to me. I never get anything in response, any comments or any suggestions, which is what it is. I will appreciate though. I think from now on, the detour that I'm about to walk into, that will be a little bit more interesting, I think. And the reason is because, again, as I said, till now this podcast was mostly on poems and a couple of opinions. Well, that actually is not true, because when this podcast started, this was started in sometime around after the COVID situation began. And I was listening to some of the ones which I kind of recorded, but I deleted, because I have always been afraid to share my opinions. They are sometimes not aligning with the contemporary view of people in the current generation. So I try to avoid conflict as much as possible. I look as confrontational as I might sound or as I might look. You guys can't see me. Hopefully someday you will. I try to avoid confrontation, and that's why I figured that it might be just wiser to keep the blog on poems, because that's the least controversial of the opinions that I can express. But the thing is, the fact of the matter is that I have run the poems, love has run its course. Now, the thing is, if I need to make a new podcast, I have to go and hunt for a poem. I had a poem from Kumar Vishwas, Koi Diwana Kehta Hai, Koi Pagal Samajhta Hai, and that has an alarmingly large number of views and hears. So thank you for that. And it just made me realize that, I am not too much into the romanticism of poetry. I am more towards, I think it's easy to see that I'm more into the passionate or virus type. So that, and then I think it's also the case that I need to do a lot more research to find the poems. Like, these are the 15-20 poems I collected over the years, and made me realize that I should not call myself an enthusiast. If all I know is 15 to 20 poems and I call myself an enthusiast, that is kind of an overstatement. So well, it is what it is. So from now on, the goal is that I'll start sharing some of my thoughts and opinions on stuff which I actually care about and I actively pursue, which is the Hindu spirituality and Hindu religion. So this is a topic which is very, very, very dear to my heart, and I can go at lengths if to kind of discuss on this. My YouTube feeds are filled with Vedants and Sadhgurus and Baba Gopal Gaur Das's and the mystics, leaders from all over the places. So that's an open and open book that whenever you open my YouTube feed, it will just be like most of them will be content, be spiritual content. Not that I'm an expert, but I do think that I have spent a lot of time thinking about these things. So from now on, the format is going to be that every 3 days I will choose a topic and I will try to spend at least 20 to 30 minutes discussing on it, just like that I'm doing today. Today is more of an introductory topic, so and I'll start to go into where and how these things matter and why this thing is why it is good to kind of for the inclined listeners, why spirituality is sometimes useful, not all the time. Maybe not all the time. I think it is all the time useful, but may not be. So with that being said, I want to do share that I don't know how many folks know there are books called Upanishads. I knew the name, but I did not realize what they were. I recently got introduced to them, and I have been taken aback as to how amazing they are. I'm holding one right now in my hand. It's written by Eknath Ishwaran. So I wouldn't want to state the obvious things which you can figure out from the internet or from more learned people in the case, which is that there are 108 Upanishads, but that there are 10 that are very popular. And the reason why those 10 are very popular is because Adi Shankaracharya, you should know who Adi Shankaracharya, he was a Hindu spiritual leader who kind of figured a way to organize the world's Hindu information and make it universally accessible, and actually add some commentary on it, because that is some typical wisdom of the ages, and he figured that people are not able to grasp it, and he added commentary for those 10 Upanishads, and those 10 kind of became one of the most popular ones. So, for example, the Ishopanishad is one of the first and the most prolific Upanishads. Gandhi, he was a big fan of it, apparently. I figured that recently, and it's a small one, but these are very, very, very amazing short texts. Upanishad is basically like little dialogues, but most of them are mostly dialogues between people. So that is the reason why I kind of got even more attracted to it, because the one gap that I've seen in the way spirituality is preached these days is that you have a teacher sitting on a podium delivering lectures as to what is spirituality, like talking for hours and hours and hours, and you are expected to just listen and just become enlightened. I don't know what the expectation is. I've always found that dialogue is the best form of learning rather than just one person talking and I listening. Which might also be true, but like if it can be a dialogue, I'm pretty sure it becomes more interesting. So while I'm saying that in this format of me speaking again, it is I am on the podium and people are listening, but that might change. I am a software engineer by profession, so if I do see some traction and I do get 3 feedback from somebody, I am very inclined to move from this platform to a place where I can actually have some sort of a back and forth with people and discuss some of the concepts, which neither I'm a teacher, neither you are a student. It's like two individuals who have at least an hour or two of free time on their hands, or half an hour of free time on their hands, and who just want to discuss topics which are not related to their own personal lives, or anything remotely related to what they do. So for the curious people, this is just as an exercise to kind of step out of your own bubble and discuss things which don't affect you. Some people call it free thinking. How much can you be a free thinker? Like, given a topic of discussion, how much can you discuss about it when you have nothing to do with it? That's the kind of approach we're going to take. Like, some of the things that I can discuss here right now, I'm reading 3 books in my hands right now. So I have the Bhagavad Gita from Eknath Ishwaran, I have the Upanishad from Eknath Ishwaran, and I have this book from one of the authors who I have heard the most on YouTube, and his name is Christopher Hitchens. And the title of the book is God Is Not Great. So it is touche. I have a picture, I think that's my profile picture at this point, where this is the book in the middle, and I have Gita and Upanishad on the sides. So that is the approach I would want to take. Atheists are more welcome than religious people and spiritual people. The idea, the goal is not to move anybody from anywhere, their point of view. If a person has a particular belief, you are very well entitled to have it. But the thing that you're not entitled to is trying to convince the other person that they are wrong. Everybody is right on their own ends. Like, I'll discuss Christopher Hitchens, Sam Harris, Richard Dawkins. These are all like atheists who you can find on YouTube. They are very, very, very popular people. They have a very amazing art of discussion, and they just despise the idea of God and religion. Christopher Hitchens unfortunately died sometime back. Cancer. Used to smoke a lot. Very big smoker. Richard Dawkins still lives. Sam Harris still lives, but Sam Harris used to be good. Then he became commercialized, and after that I stopped hearing him. Richard Dawkins is too old and he's too grunty that I can't listen to him because he just yells too much. But he makes some very, very, very awesome point, great points. Christopher Hitchens was amazing. But he's with us. He's no more with us. So the reason of buying his book, God Is Not Great, was like, I wanted to know, why does he hate religion so much? And I am getting a sense of it. I am actually getting a sense of it. And I can understand it. It is a pity that he is not alive, because it would have been good to kind of reach him sometime and discuss this. Although he's too large for me to be able to do that. So with that being said, what I do is today, since this is the first time I'm taking this detour, I want to reiterate that every 3 days I'm going to pick up a topic. It could be anything. I was going through my recordings and I have some topics. I have Nazi vegans, like vegans who behave like Nazis, who are as, I would say they're as equivalent to Nazis. So I'm going to publish some of those. You might see that the dates that I, so every episode podcast I record, when I started recording, I was counting the number of days that COVID has been affecting our lives. So there were episodes from April, May, June, as I go, it's just 2 months, 3 months. And now I realize that it is almost a year now, like on 10th March, we'll be hitting 1 year of COVID lockdowns in the US at least. So it has been a year. And there is no idea when we are going to be back and what life is becoming normal by some definition of the term normal. So every 3 days there'll be a new topic of discussion. I'll try to limit it to like 30 minutes. I know that I am not using any advanced mechanisms to record, so my voice might echo or not the most pleasing to hear, but I like to change that. Feedbacks will always be welcome, and I'll try to always keep improving. I'll listen to myself, hopefully, and then I'll try to improve. So what should we be discussing today? So I think the most fundamental thing I want to take up today is, why are these things a little important? There are a few things, buzzwords, that I'll sprinkle around, and they'll keep coming again and again over the course of these episodes, which is like yoga, spirituality, religion, meditation, Ved, Hinduism, Christianity, Islam. So all these are the words which I'll try to stick to just Hinduism. I mean, I don't know much about Christianity and Islam. So like, I'll use just Christopher Hitchens to blame Christianity. He has a profound hatred for Christianity for one reason or the other. It would have been interesting to see Christopher Hitchens and Pope discuss religion. A very interesting discussion, but unfortunately we can't have that anymore. So with that being said, so why are you making this detour? Why not just do poems? Poems are great. As I just said, whenever I'll be able to find a new poem, I am going to upload it. I'm going to try to recite it, understand, kind of get some conceptual understanding of the poem, and then kind of like share it with you folks. The one problem with this Anchor app, if I could give them a feedback, is that now the thing is, I want this podcast to be in two or three different streams. I want to have a poem stream, I want to have a spirituality stream, and I might have want to have, like, I don't know, a sports stream or something. I'm big time on sports, so I love to discuss sports. But it seems that it is not possible, so it's just going to become a hodgepodge of like episodes one after the other, and it will probably not be organized unless I've not seen how to do it, which if somebody knows, please share it with me. So why this? So the poems will keep coming whenever I find them, but why this? Because as a person, these things are a little bit more closer to my heart than poems. Why are we here? What have we to do is always a fundamental question that any person who is a thinker kind of gets bogged by at some point in their life. as to why, what is the purpose of all this? We all go to work, we all make money. At what point would we stop? At what point do we think that this is enough? Right? That point, what usually happens is when you have kids and families. So somebody else has to come in to stop you from your greed. You have to procreate and then you stop greeding, right? Maybe not. Maybe if you are the kind of person who wants to feed their kids even more, then your greed might actually become more. Now, the concept, and that's things that I am very aware of, and I want to share and understand why are some of these things happening. For example, let's take the example of yoga. So I was hearing somebody today, and most of the opinions that I'll share are will be borrowed from, like, there is, if you go to YouTube, there is Swami Sarvapriyananda. He's from the Vedantic Society. Very, very eloquent speaker. Very, very eloquent speaker. So he has a lot of discussions on who am I, what is Atman, what is Brahman. Yeah, Atman and Brahman will be two words which will be used very, hopefully very frequently. And the reason why this is coming up is because, and then there is another, this Viji Krishnamurti, a very, very amazing orator. So I was hearing to their videos and they were like, what is yoga? So yoga is union, but union with what? And one of the words they were saying was like, yeah, sitting in a straight posture and breathing heavily, like, will take you nowhere. It just might make you thinner, but you are not going to attain any sort of Brahman or Atman by doing that. It is very profound, right? Because yes, that I have always believed in it. Just because you wear fancy pants and like sweat yourself in a closed room with no air conditioning, and you think that we are like going connecting with the higher power, like it doesn't make any sense. Like, I mean, it's a very, spirituality is built on the fundamental that there is a difference between the brain, the mind, then the intellect and the body. These four things are very different. Brain is the physical entity, the thing, I mean, the actual physical thing in your head is the brain. Mind is what the brain thinks of, brain behaves like. Intellect is higher than the mind. The intellect is what decides what the mind does. I is the ego that powers the whole whole charade, because everything that you think has something to do with you. It is very hard for somebody to not think about themselves. That's when you start becoming selfless. That's when somebody does not think of themselves, they're called selfless, because that is, the ego is getting down. Even a person who's like, I want to seek spirituality and truth, like that, even that person is showing some sort of an egoism. I want to seek, like, what do you mean? The world does not owe it to you. If you are a seeker, you have to be more humbler. Like, I mean, how do I understand? Like, seek is hard. How do I understand what is that reality? What is the self? Self is another word which will be very commonly used in this going forward. So that is that. One of the other profound ideas that I want to sprinkle here, which we'll be making again, is understanding what you know and understanding what you do not know. It's very important as a human being to realize what you know and what you do not know. The moment you are able to distinguish between these two things, I believe life actually becomes pretty easy, because you only poke your nose in stuff that you know. And if you're consciously aware of what you don't know, then you don't do it or you don't say it. So you're always in the realm of your own knowledge and you keep expanding on it. But I think a lot of trouble comes when we do things or say things that we don't fully grasp, don't fully understand. And that could lead to a lot of issues. And that's why, if you see a lot of Upanishad and a lot of Hindu texts, the concept of a teacher is very important. So you have to have a teacher. He's the one who guides you. He's the one who takes you through. These days we have, as I said, Sadhguru is a very amazing teacher. He is somebody who has at least like swayed the world towards doing something for the nature. And there are other people which you can find, Sarvapriyananda, Vedanta Society, Arsha Bodha Society. They are also, everybody is, these folks are helping others to understand and live a better life. But so when all these people exist, then an obvious question will be, then what value do I add? And as I was just saying, that I mean, you don't have to listen to it. Sometimes the concepts are too abstract to grasp. I understand them at some degree to what I grasp them. Maybe some folks understand it at a different degree. We are all here to share and understand if we can help each other. Be a little bit better versions of ourselves, if that is possible somehow. So with that being said, I think I did not have any particular topic in mind for today. But I would want to publicize some of the previous podcasts that I recorded, but I had deleted and suddenly somehow they have been preserved. So Nazi vegans is a very interesting one because there I see as to how vegans, and these are the, again, you'll see the perspective changes, and I really urge the listeners to have an open mind because everybody has different perspectives, and as long as those perspectives don't lead to harmful actions, if it is just a battle of ideas, it should be appreciated that you are being able to listen to people who think differently, see the world differently, and I appreciate the same about other people. So Nazi vegans is a great thing. Like the need to be heard is another very interesting one where you can connect this with the need to be heard. That, you know, yes, now you want to be, now I am the one who wants to be heard. This is a monologue at this point, like the Sermon on the Mount, but I hope to change it at some point. As I said, I am an engineer. If I get the feedback and support from you folks, I am going to see how we can have these dialogues and discussions in real time. This YouTube live and all these things are one way of doing it. But for some reason, I don't know why. I am not curious. Although I do work at Google, so I should not say this. But maybe it's a. What I want to have is just like a place where we can discuss these kind of ideas and keep a track of them as to what has been discussed, so that we can come back and revisit. It is interesting, right? Because you can have an opinion about something, and I don't know if this happens to most folks. This is called deja vu, in the sense you. I don't think it's deja vu. You hold an opinion about something, and then over the years, one day you realize that you are the exact opposite of what you used to be. Let's say 5 or 6 years back, and that's a very powerful thought. If that is happening, that means you are growing, you are evolving as a human being. So for example, there was a time when I was like dead fight. I, like, you know, night owl. I have to sleep. I cannot sleep before 3 o'clock, right? And I used to, and that was just fine. I slept till 3, 4. Even when I started working, it was fine. As long as you get your shit done, Google doesn't care. So life was awesome. But something changed. Things changed. Life events. To the degree that I now wake up every day before 6 a.m. It's a little cold season, and there are things happening, or else I usually wake up at 5:30 and I take a run and I sleep by 10:30, and that is me. It is just the same me, the me who used to tell my friends that I'm an idol, the night is peaceful. I had my reasons too. It's not the case that I was just blunty. It's more peaceful, but then now morning sounds a little bit more peaceful. It seems to me that the whole day becomes a little different and much more productive once if I wake up in the morning and have a little bit of an exercise, like, you know, go out, kind of get a little, break a sweat a little bit. So again, this is the way you evolve, maybe grow a little bit. Evolve is a little broader, and I want to say narcissistic term, but you grow up a little bit. There might have been times when you wanted to, I don't know, I can only give examples for myself. This was a good example. Again, understanding and reading the, so this is based on, this will be based mostly on texts. So I am holding, as I said, the Upanishads with me. I have finished Ishopanishad, I have finished Kathopanishad, I have finished Brihadakaranya Upanishad, and I am now on Chandogya Upanishad. Upanishads are not like, I don't think they are like Harry Potter. So you can't just read them once and you're done. Every time, one of my professors in college, Professor C.V. Jawahar, used to say about the book that is the godmother of C programmers, the C programming language from Carnegie Mellon Ritchie. He used to say that every time I read this book, I find something new in it. And that statement has stuck with me, you know. in the sense that yes, there are some books, there are some things that every time you read them, you find something new. And that is exactly true for the Upanishads. Every time you read something, depending on the state of your mind, depending on what happened to you in the past and between the last time you read it, you might run into something new. The realization of the self. One of the things I've seen is that, okay, self, Atman, Brahman. These concepts are very hard to grasp, but they become very abstract concepts. There is an infinite reality, which is Brahman. What do you mean by an infinite reality? Everybody is in, you are the same as everybody. Nikki, yes, everybody has a mother, everybody has a father, they have two noses, they have two nostrils, one eye, two eyes, one hand, so they should be like me. No, that's not what you meant. Like, they have the same true self as you. What is that supposed to mean? Like, every father loves his daughter, whether he, that father lives in Africa or America or South America, India, China, regardless of the country, whichever country you pick. If there, the guy is a father, he has a daughter, you ask him, do you love your kid? He will say yes. Every mother would love her daughter. Every brother loves her sister. Every employee wants money. Everybody wants a way of living. Maybe it's not money, maybe it's something else, right? Go to any part of the world, take out the currency of that world and offer it to a person randomly. Do you want this? How many people would say no? So, is this the infinite reality? Is the reality the fact that we all share the same emotions? Or is the infinite reality that I see myself in everybody, my own reflection? I don't even understand what the person has been through. How can I see my reflection in the other person? So again, Gita will be discussed in a sense. Gita has some of the answers. But answers is a very broad term. Gita never gives you the right answer. It just points in the right direction. It's like, that's one way of looking at it. And that is the right approach, right? I mean, giving a direct answer is always risky. Could be wrong. But direction is something that, you know, is much more helpful. So in that sense, I think, so my goal would be to stay away from politics and socio-economic discussions as much as I can. I'd stick to Brahman, Atman, spirituality, religion. Upanishads, you know, these days one of my few catchphrases is Om Tat Sat Tattvamasi. That is you. What is that? That what you seek is you. So Tattvamasi, and then you have Om Tat Sat, and then something which is the Isha Upanishad as per Mahatma Gandhi is like one of the most prolific lines is in Tena Tyaka Tena Bunjataha. Renounce and enjoy. And this one word, this one simple phrase, tena tyaka tena bunjata. We can discuss it at length for hours and hours as to how renunciation leads to enjoyment. There has been times in my life when I had a promotion in my plate front and I just walked away from it. Happiest day of my life. I still remember it. Still gives me goosebumps because that was the day I was like, I don't need this. It will, no. So there are things when sometimes you get it and you're like, no, why do I need it? For example, we have stock markets crashing these days. I lose like $5-digit dollar every day. I'm like, well, with the day that, we, and the thing is, the day that those $5 digits were coming in, I was grinning. Now they're going. I should still be grinning. I mean, they came without anybody's permission. They're going without my permission. So why does it change my state of mind? Right? I mean, as long as the moment my money will start, I was having this discussion with a friend, like all this is haram ka money, like all this is like, you know, you're just betting, this is betting money, this is, we are not putting in effort. Anyways, this is something a detour I want to take, but these are the some important topics that, you know, there's another, this Damyata Data Dayadvan, I think I'm mispronouncing it, but again, be self-conscious, self-control, give and be compassionate. So these are very simple reasons, and what we'll try to do is parse these and try to see how to incorporate them and how to understand them. One more thing that I would probably not avoid discussing, and it is something to do, this concept of afterlife, which will come later. I want to say that I don't agree with the Vedas 100%. So there is a little bit, I think I want to say 10 to 20%, where I'm like, maybe those sages, that maybe that section of the Vedas need a little bit of an upgrade. So that will do. I think as a goal, maybe in a year or two, if we can rewrite, we can maybe submit a bunch of patches, if not addendums or modifications or amendments to the Vedas, to kind of make them more adherent towards the Kali Yuga and the current modern society. I think that would be a success. I think not everything. I think those sages in those times, and maybe let's take an example of even Adi Shankaracharya. In every age, there has been somebody who has looked around and been like, man, this is a mess. We need to fix it. Somebody has to organize and fix it and make it relevant for the contemporary people. So Adi Shankaracharya did it once. Manusmriti did it once. Don't see anybody in the current age is doing it. Vivekananda came along. Vivekananda did a lot of it. But Vivekananda kind of went a little tangent. He just started a whole different new stream of things. He just kicked off Vedanta based on like Ramakrishna Paramahansa and everything. Which is again great. I mean, Vedanta is amazing and great. But like sticking to the Vedas, like it's like what my fundamental goal from this podcast and discussions with folks is. Maybe we need to challenge them a little bit. Again, 75 to 80% should be spot on. Realize yourself, you'll live happily. Trust me. Happiness is when you think that you have nothing. When you have nothing, then you will be the most happiest. But does it mean that, you know, I have to burn my vasanas, my karma has to be balanced, or else I'll be born again in a body and I'll have to do this again? Maybe those things maybe we can discuss, and we'll see how much we agree or disagree or agree to disagree with them. So on that note, I am going to take a leave. I'll see you guys in 3 days, and I'm going to publish the Nazi vegan episode. Enjoy it. Tell me how you feel, and feedback's welcome. See you in 3 days. Om Shanti.